Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hey, friend. You're listening to the Nicole Walters Podcast. I'm a former six-figure corporate executive who woke up every morning feeling stuck in the life that I built for myself. But using my corporate skills, I took to the internet and built a multi-seven-figure business showing others how they can build a life they love. Now on this podcast, I share stories of being an entrepreneur, a mom to my three amazing girls, and a wife to my crazy, kooky, dancing husband. I've had a couple of viral videos too, so you know there's going to be a lot of laughs here. So whether you've seen me on my viral vids, or on the Today Show, or read about me in Forbes, this is the place where we can meet, share stories, share laughs, and share fun. I'm your best friend in your head. So sit back, listen close, and let's get started.
Hey, friend. So this one's a little different. I want to dive deep into stuff that I've been dealing with. Just kind of, hey, girl, let's have a chat, right? I know that a lot of times I come here with lessons and things like that. And I'm a big believer in what my friend says, sharing your scars and not your scabs. I want to share things after I've been through it to say, hey, here's what I've learned, rather than sharing my scabs while I'm still healing, saying I can't really figure it out. But this is one of those girlfriend moments where I'm like, I need you. I need you to, after this chat, send me some messages on Instagram with your thoughts and tweet me, you know, at Nicole Walters, and let me know what you're thinking and which direction I should go in. I want to hear your advice on parenting. Specifically, what it's like engaging with other moms. I'm struggling with this. Now, it's not that I don't know how to make friends or that I don't have a lot of friends. I am really blessed. I'm like people and I'm engaged and extroverted. That part's not hard for me. But what's weird for me are mom friends. You're basically my only mom friend. All my mom friends are on the internet. And I want to make mom friends in person, but I'm struggling. And I don't know if it's just me. So in this chat, I just want to talk about what I've been experiencing and seeing if I'm the only one. And I'd love to hear your thoughts back on it. So as a business owner and as a working mom, I spend a lot of my time traveling. I film a lot. You guys know that I've got a lot of different projects in the works and I'm always on the go. I really wish I had more mom friends that were able to support me and support my family. And by extension, I could provide the same. Now, here's how I've tried to make them. I hang out in the park. Now, I know that sounds creepy, but I do it with my daughters. I go out there and we start playing, we start hanging out. You know, the kids will interact, and the Puffin is a super cutie and she makes friends really quickly. And before I know it, she's coming up to me saying, "Mom, I made a new friend. Can we have a play date?" And so I'll turn to the mom next to me and I'll say, "Sure. Like, I'd love to get our girls together, you know, if you'd like to do that." And I'll exchange information and I do this thing. It's like that awkward dating thing. I don't know if I'm the only one. And this part is the weird part about our chats. I'm speaking into the void and I can't see your face. And I'm hoping you're not looking at me like, "Girl, you are weird." But, you know, I'll give them my number and I'll say, "Hey, give me a call whenever you want to hang out. I'm here for it," or shoot me a text. And the moms, and I don't know if this is just a Southern thing. If you didn't know, I live in Atlanta, Georgia. So part of why I live in Atlanta, this is a little detour. Part of why I live in Atlanta is because I was never made for the North. I'm too stinking friendly. I'm a chatterbox. I'm inviting people over for sweet tea. Like, I'm just not cut out for it. Up North, people look at me like I'm funny. I belong in the South, okay? So that said, people are super nice in these moments. These moms are like chatting me up and they're asking about my girls and what school they go to and all that nice stuff. And, you know, I'm thinking that we're hitting it off. And then I don't get any follow up. I don't get any call. And I know that moms are busy. Gosh, if there's any mom who can understand granting some grace around the busyness of life, it's me. I get it. But by golly, y'all, how on earth do you make friends over the age of 30? And I only say that I'm over the age of 30 because it's us talking here. Let's be honest. My biblical age is 24. That's the age that I actually choose to receive and live by. However, my earthly age, if you want to get caught up in earthly things, I try not to get caught up in those, is in my 30 somethings. So that said, over 30, it just gets hard. Now, you remember how in college you had sororities, you had classes, you had time to socialize, but by golly, it gets difficult. Now, if you listen in episode 10, I talk about you needed this yesterday, how to make a good group of girlfriends that you can rely on. Kind of like if you've ever seen those shows like Sex in the City and, you know, you kind of have these cool cliques of girls that you get together to celebrate things. Guys, I have that. I am super stinking blessed. I have that. I have my girls that have my back. I have my girls that I know I can count on. I have the people I can dive deep in for me and truly share all those things. But what I'm talking about is a little something different. And I really think you get it more than anyone else. I think you get it. I'm talking about the mom friends, the ones where it's a slightly different relationship. You know, it may not be as super duper rock solid deep as your girls, right? But it's the relationship where you know that that person will bring over a casserole if someone's sick, or in a pinch, you could drop the kids off, or it's just a relationship of nurturing, like good neighbors. And I don't believe that people aren't seeking that, because I know that moms talk about how lonely it is to be a mom, especially if you're a stay-at-home mom. You spend so much time talking to little people that eventually you're like, I don't want to talk about Paw Patrol or Peppa Pig. I need to talk to another adult. I'm talking about those type of mom friends where you guys are getting together with the kids, but you're able to talk about like normal things while the kids play. I know right now that you're frantically nodding at me because you get what I'm talking about here, right? And part of why we listen to podcasts and part of why we, you know, start working on our businesses is I believe, to build some of that community. And I just want to let you know that it's something that I struggle with too. I'm super blessed to have an amazing business community through my clients, students, and friends in 1K One Day Academy and in Yacht Club, our membership group. And I'm super blessed to have my best girlfriends, Nikki, Jen, and Jada, my girls that I hang out with, you know, but they're all over. They're in California and Texas. And, you know, I'm super blessed to have these people in my life. But I got to tell you, I'm seeking mom friends. There is an application out, girl, for mom friends that are able to just be regular. And so I say all of this to let you know that you're not crazy. And sometimes we just need to have a chat where we're able to look at each other and say, hey, girl, you're not crazy. Like, you know what I mean? Where you're like, I'm feeling lonely. I'm feeling like, gosh, I just want to talk to someone. Like, I love my spouse, but I just need to talk to someone else. I need someone that I can call that's also home for a mom date and say, like, girl, like, I need to take the kids to Target. Do you want to come? So that we can just talk. And so I'm putting it out there, mamas. I'm letting you know that you are not the only one. There is no magical level, magic income level, magic place of fanciness where you're traveling and whatever else, and you don't feel that feeling. And I also say this to let you know that mamas reach out to each other. So I want to encourage everyone to head over to my Instagram at Nicole Walters and my Twitter at Nicole Walters. I'm also on Facebook if you're a Facebooker, Nicole Walters. And I have the little blue verified one, so make sure it's the right Nicole Walters. Because I think there's another Nicole Walters who's like a shot putter or like a track star. It's not me, guys. But that said, you know, I want you guys to get out there. I'm going to put up a post and I want us to get into the comments and talk about this a little bit. Like, this literally is a chat that we're having this Tuesday to encourage you to come and let's chat in real life a little bit more. You know, let's get off of this. Let's get onto social and let's talk about this. And let me know what your experiences are. Have you tried to reach out to other moms and they don't follow up? Or have you said to yourself, you know, I don't even know how to start these conversations? Or are you not even seeking that? Are you very okay being in a season where you're saying to yourself, you know what, I don't need that help. I am all up in my kids and I don't want the pressure of having to meet with someone or hang out with someone. You know, what does it look like? Because I know that's a real thing too. I'm talking about the mom friends where we don't have to get dressed. We are meeting in leggings. We are not doing our hair. It is greasy in a messy bun at the top of our head, and we are not cleaning up the house. And girl, I'm not even getting you anything out of the fridge. You know where the fridge is. Fix yourself a snack. That's what I'm talking about, right? Like, I'm talking about that type of friend. I want you guys to head over to Instagram and let's chat this one out, because I think that this is worth it. It's worth us having this conversation, because at the end of the day, there's nothing more that all of us are seeking than a relationship, a community, and someone to help support us. And that's what this is all about, right? It's all about being our best selves, living our legacy now, and creating space. And it's easier to do that together. So I'm glad we had this chat, and I'm excited to continue this chat over on Instagram. So turn this off and head over there. I'll see you there. Thanks so much for listening. And of course, I would love to work with you. I believe that a side hustle is something that everyone needs. A little extra cash can change your life. And it's my joy to work with everyday entrepreneurs in my signature program, 1K One Day Academy. You can start now by heading over to 1koneday.com and joining the community. I cannot wait to work with you. Let's get started.